Welcome, welcome yet again. I'm David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, and this is my beautiful wife,
Rebecca Guthrie.
Rebecca Guthrie. We are pleased to be here again. Last week we did a rerun, but here we're live here again, December 19th, 2020. Almost at the end.
It's amazing. The year is almost over. And actually, this is going to be our last show of the year because we're not going to be doing one on the 26th because we're going to be spending time with our kiddos.
Yeah, there's some surprises that we don't want the kids to know about. So, you know, we're not going to talk about that on air, but we will be having a lot of family fun. So, but tune in. One of our old episodes, we try to make them not so time sensitive so that they're actually still interesting, good information. So hopefully it's one you have not heard. And speaking of have not heard, new stats. We've got brand new stats for our MLS. And I'm pulling these. We're just looking city of Tucson. I'm not going entire MLS right now. I'm not going Pima County. Just focusing on the city of Tucson for December 19th, 2020 in Tucson, Arizona on our MLS. There are only 974 houses for sale that are active. And that just, you know,
it's not very many.
It's not very many at all. And so that's what we're seeing right here. However, I want you to be aware that there's still inventory.
Yes.
Still inventory. We have 1,778 active contingents, meaning under contract / pending, no contingencies. So with 974 houses for sale, may seem like there's not a lot. There's not a lot. But there's still houses to be had and things are moving. Your average sales price of a 3-bedroom home is going to be running you $269,170. I'm going to break that down here in a minute. We're looking at 1.84 months of inventory, meaning if not another home gets listed, 1.84 months, going to be gone.
All the listings will be gone.
They're going to be gone.
No more listings.
Then we'll have a problem. Okay. But builders are still building. There's going to be inventory.
Yeah, guys. And stuff's going to come the first week in January. It always does. People seem to think that it slows down in December, but it doesn't really. There are always people who need houses.
No, and we are still putting, we're going to have a new listing coming on this weekend. We're still putting them on, and why wait?
Right.
Why wait?
Cause
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway. Median days on market from the time it hits the MLS to the time we change that status into that active contingent sector, 5 days. That's where we're at. Super fast. Let's jump over to the rental side because maybe that's what you want to do and more power to you.
There's something
renters.
To be said for renting. You don't have to worry about the home maintenance. There is something to be said for that.
And that'll segue nicely into our next segment about first-time home buying and some other things. And
yep.
We're going to touch on that. But, you know, if you're needing a 3-bedroom home, let's say 2 bedrooms to sleep in, 1 bedroom for your home office, it's very in vogue right now, you're going to be renting on average $1,535 a month. Okay, that's what our stats are pulling. Now, you might be able to find some deals that are lower priced there.
But the average.
And
in
a lot
Tucson,
of,
Arizona.
A lot of these properties, too, that are very, very low, because I talk to people all the time, they're like, man, my rent is so low. Your landlord just needs to tune into this show. And then next month, next year, they're going to be jacking up that rent on
you.
Or
they sell it and they say in the listing, there's room to raise rents.
Which every single income property that we're working on and we're selling right now seems to want to do.
Right.
And you know what that new owner does? He comes in.
And he increases
rent. No, he's really
rent.
Nice and he leaves it. No, he raises the rents. Or she.
She.
Yeah. That's, anyway. So,
did I say reduce rent? Is that what I said?
No. I said reduce.
Oh, we meant raise. It yeah. goes up. Raising goes up.
I was just being sarcastic because that never happens.
Nope. Okay.
Unless
Sorry.
It's like a family deal. So,
and even
renting
then.
$1,535 a month. Now, if you take your average price of a 3-bedroom home, $269,170, I usually talk about conventional loans where we can avoid mortgage insurance by putting 20% down and a few other things. But let's look at more approachable. Your FHA loan at 3% down, you're looking $9,420.
For your down payment.
For your down payment. That's 3.5%. If your VA, well, congratulations. Thank you for your service. You don't have a down payment there. It's worked into the funding fee. But on an FHA loan, your total payment's $1,357.
So it makes complete sense to own other than the home maintenance thing. But it's a conversation to have.
Still makes sense. And that's why, again, we had a really wonderful caller 2 weeks ago who called in. Thank you for calling. That was a great conversation. It's just, again, another reason why, you know, when we look at distressed properties and what's happening in the future, you know, I look at these numbers and I just think, okay, if you're underwater, if you're having difficulty, you have, call us. You have equity in your home, most likely, unless you bought last month. Call us, okay? Because
We actually talked to somebody who purchased their home in March, and life changed, and they're thinking about selling their house in January, February, and they had purchased it for around $220,000, and they were looking at what they could get. And when we were pricing it, we were saying, you know, probably you could get $235,000, $240,000. So even if you bought this year, it's possible, depending on where you live.
It's possible. So what you did, how it looks, you know, how well this thing photographs. We actually have two. One Rebecca doesn't know about. I mean, this is a common thing. Last week we got two calls on this, believe it or not. So just because you bought this year doesn't mean you're stuck. We do recommend, though, stay in your house a couple of years. I think that's
because then don't have to pay capital gains tax. 2 years you don't have to pay.
Two out of the last five years. Yeah, consult your CPA on that.
Because we are not one, and we do not want to play one on TV or the radio.
No. So, you know, I went a little faster than normal on our Tucson market stats. Usually I ramble on a little more. I think we have a little bit of time. My darling wife, Give us something to talk about.
Let's
talk about some ideas.
The first thing is that if you want to call in because you have any questions on this, our last show in 2020, you can call us at 790-2040. Again, that's 790-2040.
If you want to call in, we would love to know what your favorite thing, positive, really. I mean, if you want to be negative, we can.
What happened
this year that was awesome?
Yeah, because good things happened this year, so we'd love to know.
Good things.
So we're actually going to, in preparation for 2021, because we've got several first-time homebuyers who are who have approached us about purchasing after the holidays, we're going to talk about this because I've been seeing a lot of articles about that are very negative about the 2021 first-time homebuyer market in terms of there's not a lot of inventory and things are really hard and stressful. And so we want to talk about
the media seems to like to make everybody upset.
If it bleeds, it leads. So we're going to talk about what is true about being a first-time homebuyer. The first thing that is true about being a first-time homebuyer is take a deep breath. Breathe. It will be okay. I promise. And if you are working with a professional who knows what they're doing, you will be in good hands. So that's the first thing is breathe. And the second thing is pick your professional well.
And then breathe again. Don't stop breathing.
So when we consult with first-time home buyers, one of the things that we always tell them to do is to make a list of the things that they think they want in a house and put everything down. It can be as silly as I want a big, huge, beautiful tree in the front yard, or it can be as serious as, hey, it needs to have a double oven because I have a cottage bakery business and I need to be able to cook in my house for the stuff. So list it all out. And if you have a partner, we say both partners make the list. So in my case, I would make a list and David would make a list. And then we would bring our lists together and we would see, okay, what do we have in common and what do we not have in common? And then we would figure out what are each of our top three items. So that's the first thing that we do before we go look at houses, before we start buying furniture, before we do any of that. The first thing that we need to figure out is what are our must-haves and why are they our must-haves? Because if you don't know what you want and you don't know why you want it, then you're going to walk into all of these different houses and you're going to be like, oh, this doesn't work, oh, that doesn't work, oh, this doesn't work. So that's the first thing is after you breathe and you pick a good professional, make a list and figure out what it is that you want and why it is that you want it. And make sure that you and your partner, if you have a partner, are in agreement about what it is that you want.
And when you're picking your professional, you do need more than one professional. because unless you're a cash buyer, you're going to have some financing that you're going to need to do there. And, you know, I find a lot of people, they're scared because they don't want to make that phone call. They don't want to start, having their credit looked at. They feel like there's going to be this huge hit on a soft pull. That's really not true. Couple of points. Nothing that can't be overcome. But what I find is that first-time homebuyers especially, or a homebuyer that bought 10, 15 years ago when the lending market was completely different, is that those guys are kind of like first-time homebuyers right. as well, because we have a totally different market, landscape right. yeah. and market. So we're going to finish that thought on the other side of the break here.
Yep. We're going to go to a break. If you have questions or you are a first-time homebuyer and you want to know a little bit more, you can call in at 790-2040. We will catch you on the other side.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
Did you know that Bisbee's Warren Ballpark may be the nation's oldest baseball field? Or the Hohokam Canals, built 800 years ago, helped found the city of Phoenix? Get to know our state's treasures at arizonaexperience.org, a free, interactive online guide to Arizona's people, places, and events. Learning comes alive through videos, oral histories, games, interactive maps, and timelines. Plan a vacation, dig into history, or meet our diverse community. Discover your Arizona at arizonaexperience.org.
Welcome back, David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company.
And I am Rebecca Guthrie with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
My beautiful wife here. If you do want to reach us off air, okay, to talk about anything real estate related, you can reach us. Text, phone call, 520-462-2611, or go to thisopenhouseshow.com. And you can also email us at info@thisopenhouseshow.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you have show ideas, if you have questions about the market or your house or know anybody who's looking to buy or sell a home, we'd be honored to speak with you or your friends and your family. So, you know, getting back over here is don't be scared of lenders.
Right.
And it's a good time to kind of get things ready. People typically don't make decisions just on a dime. So let's give some time for some of these things to sink in. Yes, interest rates might shift slightly, but if there are roadblocks and there are other things that are going on, then, you know, it's good to know now.
Right.
Keeping on the lending topic for a second and fast forwarding into the future, you're the first time home buyer, or you're that buyer who 10, 15 years ago bought and lending was totally different. When you're under contract, don't do anything like except go to work and live and breathe.
Please do not buy new furniture. Do not open new credit cards.
You can buy new furniture just cash. Just don't do one of these card things. But no lines of credit.
Right.
And here's the other deal. Work the hours you're supposed to if you're W-2. If you are self-employed income, that can get tricky sometimes. So this is a good opportunity as you're thinking now, get your records together, get
right.
your tax returns together. And you know, really getting into the nitty gritty on this when we're knee deep and underwriters are looking at things and everything else, you know, sometimes for you self-employed people out there, I feel your pain. I know what it's like to be on 1099 income. Trust me. Third party, doing your taxes, even if it's easy, sometimes when explanations or things are needed, it's nice not having it just come from you. So if you can kind of prep yourself
right.
and be ready with some of those, which is why, you know, don't wait until the last minute. You find the house, you might not be able to sleep in that house if you don't put the cart where it belongs.
Behind the horse,
not before the horse. So, and work those hours. If you're scheduled to work 40 hours or 30 or 20 or whatever, make sure you're working those hours and that when you get verifications of employments, it doesn't come back and it's different. Underwriters are just extremely difficult these
right.
days.
Because they're trying to prevent another crash from happening. And we don't see one coming. And we've had people ask us, but we really don't see one coming in 2021.
The loans that are coming through and are being generated today are good quality borrowers.
Yeah. And a lot of people, like we said, have equity in their house. And the interest rates are low and rents are only going up. So we don't see a big wave. We could be completely wrong. Mm. We're not psychic. We have no magic ball. We wish we did, but we don't. But based on what we're seeing right now, we don't see it. So after you've talked to a lender or a couple, and there's no shame in interviewing lenders. That's another thing that first-time homebuyers don't, or homebuyers who haven't bought for a while, don't seem to feel comfortable with. Talk to a couple different lenders. Don't just assume that your local bank has the best options for your credit union has the best options. They might.
Some do.
But talk to a couple of lenders, because different lenders can do different things, and you pay for a loan. It costs you money to get a loan. So find somebody who you trust and you think is going to give you the deal that you want.
And beware of hidden fees.
Yes, be very aware of hidden fees, because that's very common. Make sure that you get all the fine print and you read the fine print. And if you don't understand, ask questions. There's no shame in asking questions, because you don't do this for a living. Yeah.
Ask questions, right. Learn the lingo, and right. Know a lot of stuff gets hidden in a really sweet-looking interest rate that right. Might seem awesome, but when you really dissect what all goes into obtaining that rate, you might decide, you know what, this isn't the right thing for us. You know, for instance, I find that for every point upfront interest paid, it's going to take you about 5 years of payments to equalize. You're paying that interest upfront as opposed to monthly. So yeah, your rate goes down, but how long are you planning on staying in the house?
Right. If you're planning on staying there for 30 years, it might be the right choice. But if you're only going to be here a couple of years, mm-hmm. It might not be.
Yeah, I'll run the numbers and show you on an amortization schedule. Here's how much you'll actually save. But if you put all that money up front and you're gone in 3 years, well, right. you should have just kept the money. Right. I mean, it's
so it just depends
math.
On what your goals are. So you've talked to a lender or two or three, you've made the list, and now you're sitting down with a real estate agent and you're like, okay, we're going to do this. So the first thing to know is that there's no such thing as a perfect home. It doesn't exist. Even people who build custom houses and their multi-million dollar houses will say, I wish I had done X, Y, or Z differently. A perfect house doesn't exist. So when you are looking for a house, we are not finding the perfect house. We are eliminating all of the wrong houses. And that's a very different idea. And this is important, particularly if you are a younger first-time home buyer who is in a more competitive price point, because right now, those competitive price points means that you are probably going to make a couple of offers, and it's going to feel personal when you're not, if offers are not getting accepted and you're doing the second or third or fourth. It's not personal. But like we talked,
it can feel personal.
It can feel personal. It's not personal, but it can definitely feel that way. But like we talked about at the beginning of the show with the market stats, how many listings are there right now, David, in the entire Tucson? It's
974.
974. There are a lot of people competing for that, and that's across all price points. But if you're looking under 250,000, there's a lot of people making offers on that house. So as we're That's why we tell you, here are what your must-haves are. There's the what would be nice, but here are the must-haves. There is no such thing as a perfect house. And the truth is that what you are looking for is a place to build memories. So when you find the house, you are going to create different memories in different houses, but those memories are the thing that matter the most, not so much the house itself.
Right. And that's that regarding the price, City of Tucson, MLS active right now under 250. There's only 393.
Right.
So that's a decent chunk out of that initial number. But you could see just how competitive that is. And I echo, this is not your forever home. It's very easy to have to feel like, well, this needs.
It
I'm
needs
not saying
do
we don't make plans, you know. If you're looking to buy right now, hopefully this can be a good 10-year house for you.
Right.
That's the idea, but this is not.
But life changes, and the house that David and I purchased when we got married is not a house that works for us as well as a different house, because when we got married, there was two of us. And
we just remodeled it. It's still not perfect.
Right.
There are things that we would have done differently looking back.
Right.
But
you know. That's the next thing, is to know there is no such thing as a perfect house. Your agent's job, our job, is to help eliminate the wrong houses so that you find the right house. The next thing that you need to make sure when you're speaking to an agent is that they're going to respect your wishes about the houses that you see.
Hopefully.
No, you need to make sure that they will. Not hopefully. You need to work with an agent who will make sure that they respect your wishes. And what I mean by that is, if you say, I don't want to look at anything above $250,000. And I don't want to look at anything that has less than 1,200 square feet and more than 1,600 square feet. That they are just showing you those things. And if you, after looking at that, decide that you are going to change your criteria and you want to look at a higher price point or lower or higher square footage, that then you can do that. But they're not taking you to houses that are $260,000 that are 1,700 square feet, because that's not what you asked to look at.
Let me ask you a question. Sure. How does it make you feel, Rebecca, when you are buying a new car and you go on that lot and you want, you know, a nice, fast sports car?
It's true.
And for some reason, the salesperson wants to show you a minivan.
I don't want a minivan. I want the sports car.
But you've got three small kids. You need... How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel very frustrated.
Are you buying a car?
Nope. I'm not.
Why not?
Because they're not listening to me, and I don't trust that I'm going to be getting a vehicle that does what it is that I want it to do. And it's none of their business whether I get a sports car that only fits me and my husband instead of a minivan that fits all of my family.
Yeah. I have to drive the minivan.
It's true.
And, you know, I don't mind. It's got a lot of room and nice seats. And
I never thought I was going to drive a minivan, but here I am. And the truth is, I love my minivan. So.
She likes the slider doors.
I love the slider doors.
Let's talk about people who should not be buying right now.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people who shouldn't be buying right now. You know, we give the rental stats all the time. And I think it's easy for our listeners to confuse that we think renting is a bad idea.
Yeah,
all
we
the
don't.
Time. You know, I don't want any of our listeners to feel if you are renting right now, this you could be doing the very best thing for you. So let me affirm a couple of things here. All right. So number one, you should not be buying a house. You should not be a first time home buyer if you're not going to be in this area in a couple of years.
Right.
Like if you're not reasonably sure, like Rebecca said, life changes, things happen. Maybe you have an unexpected addition to family or an illness, a job transfer.
Life happens.
Amazing things could happen, good and bad, that would make it to where your plans are going to shift. That's okay. We're not talking about that. I'm talking if you seriously know, don't just look at the market appreciation and be like, well, I'll be fine. Unless you want to rent. And
right.
What I mean by renting is, do you want to be a landlord? Buy a house, you're moving in a year. Like maybe you're stationed at DM and you're not going to be here for a little while, but you're fine to rent that house and be in another place. I don't personally have a problem with that. I know a lot of service members who are building portfolios around the country with their VA eligibility. And that's a portion of their retirement. Great. You want to learn how to do that. We can help you with that. But if you don't have the stomach for that, which most people don't have the stomach for thinking their home could be destroyed by a tenant. So if you're not going to be here, don't buy. If you're going to be here for at least 2, 3, 5 years, yes, this is the right thing for you to do. The other reason you might not consider buying is if really, truly, you just feel like you do not want to do any maintenance.
Right.
Now,
and there's no shame in that. So there's no shame in that.
So, but here's what I want to warn you. That average rental price I gave you, jack it up a little bit, because you want to find a premium rental with a landlord who loves their property and is going to take good care of it. Because I tell you, a lot of deferred maintenance out there. So regardless, if you want to wait a little bit, get stuff fixed.
Right. But if you're going to be a first-time home buyer in 2021, breathe, figure out what it is that you want, and make sure that you have professionals, both lending and real estate, that listen to you. Those are the most important things.
You will find the right
if
property.
You want to get in contact with us, David, can you give them the phone number?
Yeah, our phone number is 520-462-2611. Call, text, anytime. www.thisopenhouseshow.com. Email us, info@thisopenhouseshow.com. Have a great rest of 2020.
Have a great holiday season. Happy New Year.
Next year is going to be awesome.
We will see you on the 2nd. Catch you later.